Good morning. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens, Alabama. We want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. We began talking together yesterday about what does it really mean to seek the things above. This is found in the book of Colossians, this phrase, seek the things that are above. And we're going to, Lord willing, this week talk about what does it really mean and some key specifics that should govern our discipleship in our lives and service to God. We talked about yesterday one thing that it means to seek the things that are above is that the unseen eternal things are first, are more important. And we read passages that showed that yesterday. Let's begin reading this morning again with the book of Colossians chapter 3 and the passage that Paul says there in his epistle to set the context again for our topic. Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Another way that shows what it means to seek the things that are above is that God's Word guides our life. There are several passages that state this, and I'm turning to a few and have some jotted down. The first one that comes to my mind is in Psalm 119, in verse 105. Your Word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Jesus would say in Luke chapter 11, he says, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. So Jesus shows here the priority of the Bible and the words spoken of God. Other passages that show this point of the Bible being our guide. Hebrews chapter 4, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Jesus would say of that word of God, that it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so we see through all these verses how important the word of God is. How it should be the basis for everything that we do, for everything that we think. And so throughout these last several months, with the pandemic being all around us and causing a disturbance, more than likely, to the normal things, normal ways of life that we are used to, it's important for us to remember that in the safety of the Bible, thinking about God's plan and God's words that He has given to us through divine inspiration, those are the things that can help us in these times of difficulty. Those are the things that can get us through these tough times. And if we do what Paul says in Colossians chapter 3, to set our mind to things above, we understand that the Word of God is the guide to help us get through these normal days or difficult days, whichever the case may be. And so let's remember that the Bible can be our guide and that we should seek the things that are in it and therefore focusing our attention, the priority on God and the things that He has asked us to do. We want to invite you to come worship with us at Oakland anytime that you're able to do so. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of Newcut Road. Our services are amended just a little bit because of the coronavirus pandemic, but the times are still the same. Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m., Sunday evenings at 5 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We'd love for you to come worship with us. Our goal is to simply do things that God has asked us to do in the Bible and to do those things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.